After the attempted assassination of Saint Paul, Pope John Paul II, he visited Mehmet Ali Agca in the prison, and he personally pardoned the one who shot him. The Pope said, "Providence led things their own way. Forgiveness is the way of God, and when we forgive, we are walking in the path of God." The brothers of Joseph in our first reading were fearful of what will happen to them after their father Jacob died. They were thinking that Joseph will cut them off, could lose their lives, and revenge will be on them because of what they did to Joseph, who had power over them. But Joseph taught his brothers what is the key factor in achieving unity and love for siblings, and that is forgiveness. Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. That forgiveness and love wiped away their fears and their guide to pass over to their generation to generations. Indeed, forgiveness, compassion, and love must be proclaimed from the rooftops and tell in the light. By that way, we acknowledge Jesus as our Master, and He will acknowledge us before His Father in heaven. Three times Jesus said in our Gospel today, "Do not fear," or "Be not afraid." Even amidst persecutions, famine, and difficulties, Jesus is always with His disciples. They are always in God's hands and will take care of them, because you are of more value than many sparrows. So my sisters and brothers, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. Our real life, our eternal life, is safe. Every martyr has accepted this in concentration camps, under police questioning, in torture, in prison cells, and on the way to the execution. If we declare ourselves for Him before men or before women, He will declare that He will belong to Him before God the Father. To be persecuted is carrying our cross after Him. It is imitation of Christ. By bearing our cross, we share in the redemption of the world. It is Christ who identifies Himself with every one of His messengers. He will always be with us. So our readings challenges us today. Forgive from the heart. Love wholeheartedly and proclaim that you are disciples of Christ, willing to sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom, our destination, our place of eternal life. May Our Lady intercede for us as we journey following the path of the cross for the sake of the kingdom. Like Joseph in our first reading, don't take revenge, forgive. Like in our gospel, the Lord is telling us, do not fear, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. Do not be afraid.